Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing getting your ex back when you can't meet. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, dateme.tips, to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing getting your ex back when you can't meet. Sometimes there are unique problems that face dumpees trying to get their ex back. The end goal is to reconnect and then arrange a meet. But what should you do if you can't meet? Here are three pieces of advice to help dumpees in lockdown or long distance breakups. So let's get straight into this. And number one is use your time wisely. You don't have to worry about bumping into your ex at the moment. So spend some time becoming a version 2.0 of yourself. It is absolutely vital that if and when you reconnect with your ex, that you are a better, more complete person than they remembered. This means in your physical looks, as well as emotionally and in your skill set. So before you even attempt to try to implement the other ideas and concepts that I'm about to give you later in this podcast, it is important that you start to proceed in becoming a better version of yourself. When your ex ended the relationship, they dumped the version 1 of you. Okay, you now need to be moving towards a version 2.0 of yourself. And that is created by self-improvement every single day. A little bit of improvement every day will move you towards becoming a version 2.0 of yourself. So you need to be a better person tomorrow than you are today, and a better person today than you were yesterday. And there are so many ways you can do this. Probably the most obvious and straightforward is to become fitter and healthier. Doing regular exercise, eating healthy, having enough sleep, and removing bad substances from your life are all excellent ways to try and become a healthier, fitter, and ultimately more attractive person. So you need to start this process, whether it's about your fitness and your health, whether it's about learning a new skill, whether it's about becoming more creative, maybe you want to learn how to play an instrument, maybe you want to learn a new language, or maybe it's to do with your business life, you know, your work life, earning money. Maybe you want to become more creative in that sense. Possibly you already have a job and you're thinking, okay, I want to move up the ranks. Or maybe you want to start your own business. You know, all of these things are ways that can make you a better person. You need to have enhanced yourself from the person that your ex dumped. So make sure you use your time wisely. You won't be bumping into your ex at the moment. So make sure if and when they see you again, they will think, wow. Okay, so number two, social media is your key to unlock the door. So if you are experiencing lockdown or if you are in a long distance breakup, it is very important that you understand what your key to success will be. And the main and probably the most opportunity you will find to try to get an ex back in these instances will be to use social media. Firstly, it's important for me to say that if you're using social media, you need to be wary of the fact that you might see your ex's social media. And if this is something which is going to cause you distress, then you need to be thinking of a way that you can avoid doing that. Your mental health is the most important thing. and you should not be putting yourself at risk of feeling distressed by bumping into your ex's social media. So if you're going to be using social media to your advantage, you either need to be strong enough to not look at your ex's social media, or you need to try to figure out a way that you can remove that from your feed, but still enable you to put out content that they could see. Additionally, if you know that your ex has blocked you on social media, or maybe you find out that you're no longer connected in some way, shape or form, then don't worry so much, because at the end of the day, you're very likely to have some mutual friends. And if you put social media content out there and your mutual friends see it, they will likely drip feed this back to your ex. So I wouldn't worry massively if you are not connected with your ex on social media. You are likely to have mutual friends who will inadvertently do the job for you, although you should never actually say to them, okay, pass this message on. That would make you look very low value if your ex ever found out. So now you're thinking, well, what should I do on social media? Well, you need to be as positive as you can. You don't want to be putting statuses and things which are negative or depressive or creating drama. You need to be positive. You need to be showcasing yourself in the best light, including how you're looking. If you've improved your physical looks, your fitness, then obviously that's a great way to do it, especially if you're showcasing a new style. That is always a good way to showcase that on social media with photos. You need to be trying to get across other improvements you've made. You know, if you've got a new job, could you do a status on that? If you are mixing with new people, if that's something that's allowed right now, I am actually dropping this podcast during the 2020 lockdown. So, you know, right now, not many of us can move around. But if you're listening to this in the future and you are able to be moving around, you know, it's great to be showcasing photos of you mixing with new people and at social events and things, because it really increases your value in other people's eyes, i.e. your ex, if they can see that other people enjoy you spending time with them. So that is another great way of trying to use social media to your advantage. Ultimately, you want to be using it in a way that isn't obvious to your ex, but it is for their benefit. So if you never used it before, don't start posting a million things a day. That would just look a little bit obvious. Pace yourself and use social media roughly how you did before. Maybe increase the amount of content you upload a little, but don't make it too obvious that it is for your ex's eyes. So at this point, I just want to mention my weekly wingman service. I can be your wingman for the week, providing you with bespoke motivational encouragement. This can be to help with your love life, as well as ingraining a self-improvement mindset. The course begins with an audio call for us to speak, and then moves on to emails. For more details on this service, please click the link in the description. Okay, so let's move into point number three and the final piece of advice in today's podcast, and that is the end game must be planned. So you need to have future plans in your head in case your ex reaches out. If they do, then you should be trying to rebuild your connection, moving from messages to calls to video calls. But there then needs to be a viable meet planned for when you are able to. If you're in a long distance breakup, if you're going through a situation where your ex now lives very far away from you, then there also needs to be a plan in place of how you can live closer together in the future. Because long distance relationships don't last. Long distance relationships only become long term relationships if there is a closing of space. Okay, long distance relationships don't last. They have to become short distance relationships. And that is where you will find true longevity, because ultimately a relationship can only take place if you are in person seeing each other and eventually living with each other. So if you're in lockdown, so as I said, this podcast is to do with people in lockdown or in long distance breakups. So if you're in lockdown, you don't necessarily have that worry because your ex might not live that far away, but you still need to be planning about how you're going to meet. Okay, it's all right for now doing the messages and the phone calls and the video calls, but if you don't have a plan in mind about where you could meet after lockdown ends, then you're going to be in trouble. because at the end of the day, you need to be pushing things forward. You need to remember that there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. And this is all advice to try to increase your chances. But as a dumpy, you should never be contacting your ex again unless they contact you first. And if they do, it is then up to you to start moving things along. Okay, so you're going to be waiting until your ex gets in contact. And if and when they do, you're going to be having messages, moving it to phone calls, ideally moving it to video calls so you can look into each other's eyes, the window to the soul. And that is the closest you will be able to have to a meet right now. You know, whether you are long distance, whether you are in lockdown. At the moment, during this period, the only thing you could do to reach the level of feeling close is to have a video call. So that is the initial aim. But then you need to be planning that when lockdown is over, or when you can get that plane ticket, okay, to where they are, if they've moved far away, you need to be in a thought pattern of how you can meet and ultimately how you can be living with each other one day. Because if things start to stagnate, then you are likely to be dumped again. It is a difficult balancing act, and today's podcast is about two very difficult subjects. Okay, lockdown is very challenging indeed, and a long distance breakup is also very challenging because we don't have the opportunity that other dumpies have in regular circumstances, that if her ex reaches out, within a few messages, you can be trying to arrange a meet. You know, that is not possible right now. So you have to do the best you can, which is to move through the communication levels and end up having a video call. But please bear in mind that you are starting to develop thoughts, develop a plan of how you can meet and how one day you can live with each other. Because if you don't, then when lockdown ends, when you get that plane ticket, it will not lead to anywhere long term. Okay, if you're long distance and you get that plane ticket and you meet your ex and it goes really well and then you go back home, you know, you're back to square one. Okay, so you need to be thinking long term. So whether you're in lockdown, whether you are long distance, please think of the end game. It is very important, and ultimately it will make the difference between whether you get your ex back just for a short period of time or whether it could be forever. If you feel that this podcast has helped you, please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get them back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next. Ain't no sweat, you know Vincent Bo got you. Finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.